the first day of the second month of 2021 is when the show comes back. That's when I come back. The first day of the second month, you know which month that is? Okay, truth be told, I didn't want to start my first video back in a while by potentially mispronouncing February. It's a hard word for me. Black History Month first. Black History Month first will be the first show back, 10 a.m. Eastern. Feb, for those who have to abbreviate everything. I know it's been a spell. I appreciate most of you pardoning our dust. Some of you haven't, and I understand that too. Usually we take a month break, you know, mid-December through early January. We'll be going on with this break 3 weeks longer than anticipated. And I've had to go to radio silence, mostly, you know, out of necessity. For those who still are subscribed to, you know, Crowder Bits or Instagram or Twitter, we'll have posted some stuff there. But for three main reasons, and let me rattle them off. See, this is what happens when my tongue isn't, it's not used to going a mile a minute. Really, not necessarily. A mile a minute isn't really that fast when you think about that expression. A mile a minute, that's, again, I don't want to do math incorrectly, but I think it's not that fast. I mean, there's a speed limit in many places. Three things. Twins, major lawsuit, heart problem. Okay, in no particular order of importance. Let me go through them here. This is why we've been delayed, myself, really, in particular. If you followed the program last year, you know that my wife had a miscarriage. We talked about it at greater length with Mark Driscoll on the last Ash Wednesday of the year. And I don't say that for sympathy. I say it because I know that many of you out there have gone through that experience or are going through it right now. And I know that it can be tough. It was tough. And I say it because there is hope, because now Mrs. Crowder is going to have two little Crowders. Look at this. There's baby A. This is at 9 weeks. Baby A. And this is baby B. Ab, we're calling him. Look at that little club foot. He's got my Fred Flintstone feet already. Or she. I'm hoping it's a he with that club foot. Kind of looks like the little character E.T. in the Atari game, which destroyed many childhoods forever. I will say we had another close call with almost lost both of these twins. And that required a little more of my time and attention here. But that's not the primary reason that we've had to be a little bit of hiatus. By the way, give me some names that you guys would like. I'm particularly fond of Magnus, if it's a boy, Magnus Crowder. I also like Evander. But I don't want to put on him, you know, foreshadow an ear being bitten up. But I like Evander and I like Magnus. And if it's a girl, we've thought of Heather just because my French Canadian mom can't pronounce H's or TH's. So Edder, give me a good name that would be a fun prank for my mom. I would just, you know what? I will name my child whatever name you can come up with the most H's and th's just to bust my mom's chops. The other thing, major lawsuit. So this has been going on behind the scenes, and before we get to my heart problem, which is the primary reason, and the lawsuit. Look, when we come back Black History Month first, I want to make something clear. If you're looking for a show that just talks about how much Biden sucks, this is not the show for you. Former Vice President Joe Biden does suck. And I do think he shows some signs of cognitive decline. I'm not speculating. I'll have my doctor on. I'll have a neurologist on to talk about it. And yes, listen, President Joe Biden, and of course the mainstream media, although really they're not so mainstream anymore, which we'll get to in a second. Hollywood, they're a primary adversary. But a lot of Republicans did nothing. Okay, for 4 years. Did nothing. And I'm not just talking about the election, which, you know, we've covered at length here on the program. As a matter of fact, some of the information, the amicus briefs, came from yours truly, and I shouldn't be doing that. Republicans had 4 years, and they did nothing about the biggest issue of our time, big tech, the tripopoly, for lack of a better word, but the corporate censorship, the foreign interference that can take place. Rules and guidelines that are really important as we go into the next decade. All the tweets, all the hearings, all the subpoenas, nothing was done. As far as big tech is concerned, they are undefeated. against Republicans. And we are filing a major lawsuit February 1st. I bring this up with Republicans because, you know what? Listen, they're not our friends. I know there's the 11th commandment that Ronald Reagan spoke about and Andrew Breitbart reiterated to me that you shouldn't speak ill of your fellow conservative. But not all of them wear the team jersey. And of course, former Vice President Joe Biden is really honest, not the main problem in the country. He's a symptom of the problems going on right now. But at what point is it no longer the same team jersey? And we've had conversations with some of these people who hold legislative power behind the scenes and have seen them kowtow because they're afraid of losing maybe their little slice of platform. Well, listen, big tech thinks that they're undefeated because they think that they're untouchable. All the tweets, nothing has happened. But by the end of this year, they're going to have a half Asian Kraken in their L column. Okay, of that you can be certain. Details I can't talk about now. Again, Black History Month first. And Republicans, you know, people don't remember this. I was around when Barack Obama was inaugurated. I was a commentator at Fox News when the Tea Party was started. You know, the rant from Santelli. And I remember Republicans always, they were painted as the party of no. They were painted as the party, that's all they did, no. And I defended them sometimes. And this, of course, doesn't apply to all Republicans, but that criticism was right. Seems that a lot of Republicans would rather be the party of no than actually use their power for good when they have it. And this is something that's important. You won't only be judged by what you did when you were powerless. You'll be judged by what you did with strength, with power, once you attained it. And it's been disappointing for me, but we've had to get ready for this lawsuit. There were some, look, okay, I'll say this. I'll say this once, and you'll never hear me say it again. This has been the number one conservative show across media platforms with a bullet for a while now. It's not even close. And we don't come out and say that because you hear some of these shows say number one show or top growing show or fastest growing show because we want the show to be judged on the merits of its content. Okay, sorry, I had to do a quick cut because a plane was going by overhead and there's not even an airport here. Someone must be crashing. That's unpleasant. But yeah, I say this because I think that's what I was talking about. Content is more important. But we've had a really big target on our back. And there have been some times where we zigged where had we zagged over the course of the last month and a half, we would have lost everything. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to see this broadcast, pseudo broadcast, whatever you call this right now. And I can't explain. We've been very blessed. I can't explain it. There's been a rhyme and a reason, and it's time to get serious. I'm not just talking about a suit of post was removed, but hopefully something that sets a serious precedent. To give you an example, so election night and election morning, we had 15 something million people tune in, and that was, keep in mind, that was after Facebook had completely banned, removed our stream without reason, which, by the way, we still have not been given. So who knows, you know, if we'd just be able to reach the people who have chosen to subscribe and like our pages, call it maybe 20 million. And I don't say that to brag, that's why we don't bring it up. I say it because I'm incredibly grateful. And it's relevant here because there were some powers that be that were very upset that we had more people tuning in than any of their main anchors at ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox News. And the landscape is about to change. And we've had to ready, aim, fire. A lot of people are going off firing too much. It's been a ready, aiming season. And Black History Month, the first, we'll be able to get into some details. Well, my half Asian lawyer will be there. And I think Landau, too, which reminds me, we'll be also bringing in some new talent here on a more full-time basis at Mug Club Letter with Crowder, which brings me to my final reason. Look, a big reason that we broke a little earlier than the Nevada stream, which we were planning on doing, was, yeah, I've come into the knowledge of a pretty serious heart chest issue. And I know for people, no, it's not from the occasional cigar. Let me be really clear. It's genetic, it's mechanical, and it likely will require, what's the opposite of minimally invasive surgery? A maximum pleasantness surgery. So let me kind of start backwards here a little bit. This was discovered accidentally, and I'm sure it was exacerbated by, as a matter of fact, I took a break about 3 years ago for some similar health issues. And we now know that they might have been misdiagnosed. I've just sort of had to compensate and live with it. I had what I thought were repeated panic attacks, and that's just because people didn't really know what it was. And we'll actually have footage when we come back here February 1st to show you off air where I was sort of describing these things. And I'm sure it wasn't helped by the fact that I was going on about 3-4 hours sleep most nights from election until we ended up going on break. That's not good for you. I don't take pride in that. That's bad. You should sleep. It's not a good thing. It doesn't make you tough. It's a problem. And I have had panic attacks in my life, let me be clear, but I can count them on one hand, the amount of times that I've had panic attacks. And I can trace them as to why, you know, I had this feeling. But it got to a point where these things were just happening repeatedly, and I was waking up with them. And I think we have this footage at the studio where I would be saying, like, gosh, my heart just feels like it's, boom, boom, boom. It feels like it's fluttering. It feels like it's gonna beat out of my chest and getting faint. And when I spoke with doctors about this, well, it was a panic attack. But I'm not really necessarily, I mean, I'm tired, but I'm not necessarily stressed, not like in the past where I've had panic attacks. And we've even had to compensate on the show for months now where I take 5 or 10 minutes and do this sort of deep breathing before the show. And then after the show, 5 or 10 minutes, because I kept getting winded and feeling lightheaded. And when I would go and drink from my mug, that was a signal for someone else to say something, because I'd be going like a really, you know, like a fat guy, like a fatter guy comment section. And we just sort of, they see there's another plane. There's a plane crashing. Someone is about to die. And that's always a tragedy. I don't care who you are. It just popped up on an EKG, on an ECG. Now, the reason that this has been extended through the break is not because I couldn't necessarily do the show with these sort of these heart flutters, sort of pseudo panic attacks, which I don't want to. I don't want to get into exactly what it is because I don't want to misspeak. But I have had to go through 5 doctors because it's incredibly rare, and I didn't want to come back and stutter step, come back and have to stop or give you an explanation that was an incorrect explanation, because I didn't want to drag. You guys don't need to be dragged through that. It's like, look, I need to hit the seat and do the show. It's severe enough, I'll tell you this, that if I were in another job and didn't run a business, I'd be able to collect disability indefinitely. That's not what I want to do. That's not what we plan on doing. And because of COVID, things kept changing. If I were to have a cardiac collapse or issue right now that required immediate attention, I could get this surgery, I could get the care. But because that is not the case, it's not essential. Maybe it will be now. I didn't really have answers until, and I still don't necessarily have answers. We're about 90% there. I'm very, very fortunate in that finally I was referred to a specialist, the foremost specialist in the country at Mayo Clinic. And I'll be going there this week for 3 days. But at a certain point, I just had to pull the trigger and said, look, listen, doesn't matter what's going on here. This can has been kicked down the trail. I'm going to start the show Black History Month first, regardless of what happens at Mayo, because when I have to get into the operation, it could be April, it could be fall, who knows? And that's what we've put in place, people who will be joining Mug Club. I'm not going to say who. We'll be able to sub-host when that does happen. I have no idea where we are with that on the horizon, but it was a scary spell. I'm glad that we have the healthcare system that we do here in the United States, where I was able to get to an expert whose opinion, at least at this point, seems to be correct. And I am grateful that I'll be able to come back and listen. It's one of those things where I hate all the other crap that comes with this. Okay, all the legal stuff, that's not fun. All the business stuff that I have to do, that's not fun. None of that is fun. Having to juggle, you know, life in public, where, you know, some of you have privacy. I don't necessarily know if you have twins or Russian triplets. I have no idea. I don't know why they would be Russian if you're not Russian, but you could be. No idea what your health situation is like, but I'm not, you know, I'm not necessarily afforded that luxury, and rightfully so. I understand it, because we've all sort of let you into our life, and I think that's actually a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. It's one of the best aspects of new media for the viewer. That's why legacy media wants to kill it. It's also one of the hardest to juggle for the content creator. especially someone who wants to focus on the content and not on social media drama. So Black History Month first. And we're still waiting on info. Look, I can promise you this. That chair, that desk is where I want to be. It is where I am going to be. And behind the scenes, fill your hands, you sons of bitches. Figuratively. Because we're coming for all of it. Black History Month first. I appreciate you guys waiting, and we'll have more content than ever, and hopefully some new voices that I'm looking forward to showcasing. And of course, the half-Asian Kraken.